Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today, we're reading the book of Haggai. It's only two chapters, so I won't be before you very long, but amen, it's always such an honor, amen, to come before you and in the presence of God to give him glory, honor, and to praise him, amen, because he continues to do great things for each and every one of us. He's healing our bodies, our minds, our souls. He's given us breakthroughs in areas of our lives that we thought would just be devastated forever. God is moving, amen, and if you haven't lifted your voice to say thank you, amen, let it be done even right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, we give him glory and we give him thanks because the Lord is great and he is gracious and he loves us with an everlasting love, and there's nothing we can do to cause him not to love us. And I praise him for that, because I have done some terrible little things in my life. Amen. But God was gracious and he washed me and he cleansed me and he set me back into my place. He realigned me and reestablished me and repurposed my life so that I can be used for his glory. And I thank him. Amen. 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 I realize we all don't do all the same things. Amen. But all sin, amen, is worthy of death. All sin, whether we consider it a small sin or we consider it a great sin, all sin is worthy of death. And the Lord is gracious in that he came and he covered us. Amen. He came and covered us with his own blood. He took all the sin of each and every one of us and every sin that has ever been committed to the cross. Amen. He laid down his life for all of us, amen, because there had to be a sacrifice, amen, for the sin, amen, because all sin is worthy of death, amen, and I give glory to God because he did that for us. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly, because not only did he give his life for us and he died, he rose again in newness, amen, and we rise again in the newness of life, in our lives, in Christ, amen, and he changes our perspective. He changes our lives indeed, the way we think about our lives and even the way we live our lives, amen. We're not the same anymore, amen. We become new creations. Glory to God. He. That's why it's called rebirth. Amen. We're born again. Amen. We were born in one state, and we're reborn into another state. Glory to God, and I praise him for that. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from Haggai today, chapters 1 and 2, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings great upon each and every one of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand over us. We thank you, Lord, that you're in control of all things, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing that is impossible for you, that even the things that look impossible to us, and medicine says it's impossible, and scientists say that it's impossible, it cannot be done, but there is nothing on the face of the earth that cannot be done by God himself, Almighty, the true and the living God. That is the Lord that I serve. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are he, and there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. And no man can come to him. No man can come to the Father but by him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that I have not been deceived. Thank you, Lord God, that I didn't hear all those other voices that was trying to tell me that it is not so, because it is so. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And all power is in your hands. And I thank you, Lord God, that that power rests upon my life. I thank you, Lord, that that power rests in the atmosphere all around me. I thank you, Lord, that you're waging war with every enemy of my soul. I thank you, Lord, that everything that's come against our purpose, Lord God, you are in battle with it, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because you took back all the keys in every battle. Hallelujah, it is yours, and the victory, though the battle is yours, the victory is ours. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I give you glory because we could not be victorious without you. We could not be whole without you. We would not know what life was without you because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, today. Bless us, Lord, as we go forth in your word, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in our minds, our hearts, and in our souls, Lord God. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word and of your will. Lord, give us revelations directly from your throne, Lord God, that we might understand that is even before us this day. Open up our minds to receive, Lord God, and to understand. Give us, Lord God, a word, Lord God, today from that we're reading, something that is a lie, Lord God, to ourselves, Lord God, to our lives, Lord, to our circumstances, something that we can learn from all of this, because you gave us all of this for our instruction, for our correction, for our admonishment, to nurture us, and so that we grow, Lord God, in your grace and in your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, oh God. We give you praise, and we honor you in all things. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're reading from Haggai, chapters 1 and 2. Amen, to the glory of the Lord. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple lie in ruins. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you do not. But you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and on the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the word of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they will come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill the temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priest concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? Then the priest answered and said, no. And Haggai said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? So the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days when one came to a heap of 20 ephah, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the press, there were the blight and mildew and haul in all the labors of your hands. Yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit, but from this day I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak, Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. I have read and you have heard from Haggai, chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and if it is morning where you are, it is very early morning, but amen. I bid you a wonderful, happy Sunday, and I hope that you are preparing yourselves to go into a full gospel church to give the Lord the glory and the praise and the honor that he so deserves, and not just in the house of God, but also in your homes where you are comforted and where you rest, where you take your rest and your repose. Remember to give the Lord the praise and give him glory, because he is constantly moving on your behalf, always in motion. The Lord never sleeps. He never slumbers. He always is listening out for the cry of his children and those who would cry out and to become members of the family of God. Amen. The word of God lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus, and there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Glory to God. Amen. He is waiting and constantly in pursuit of each and every one of us to align us and realign us, to position us and reposition us back into our place, back to the place we were always supposed to be. Each and every one of us were always supposed to be in relationship with the Lord. From the very beginning, he purposed it that we be in relationship with him. Amen. But we Adam and Eve, they fell, amen. They disobeyed the word of the Lord, and it caused a separation. It caused death. Death always brings separation, amen. It caused a separation, but Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly, and he bridged that gap, amen, that the disobedience caused. He bridged it, and he removed that sin, amen. He gave himself a sacrifice once and for all, amen, so that now all we have to do is cry out before the Lord. He has given us, amen, the right to be able to cry out to the Lord, to go into the Holy of Holies, amen, and to own case before the Lord as he is doing so in heaven for us. Jesus is always before the Father, mediating for each and every one of us. The Lord is not willing that any of us be lost, amen, but that all should come unto repentance. He doesn't want anyone to perish, amen. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. I speak life and peace into your life right now in the name of Jesus, and everything that has held you back and held you down, every ancient evil that has come against you, God, rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold right now. In Jesus' name, life and peace commence in Jesus' name. Oh, we give glory and honor to the Lord. He is great. He is great. And we just love him. Amen. I thank the Lord for you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey as we continue in a year. As we continue this journey, a year in the Word. Amen.